RadioSt.Pete.com is live on Monday morning, December the 1st, from St. Petersburg City Hall, originally known as the Municipal Building. I'm Joe Bordeaux. Good to have you with us here today as we celebrate the 75th anniversary of this historic building. St. Petersburg City Hall has housed the offices of city government in this city for 75 years. The building was constructed as part of Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal program, designed to put people to work after the Great Depression, and has the distinction as one of the few buildings in the city constructed under a Public Works Administration grant. The building was constructed at a cost of nearly $400,000, a huge sum of money in that time, in the latter stages of the Depression. It was considered to have been the proudest achievement for the city of St. Petersburg in the year 1939. In respect to style, this new city hall was patterned along the same general lines as the well-known Pan American Building in Washington, D.C., in the Latin American motif, but it was modified and changed to meet the necessary requirements and cost. That a quote from the St. Petersburg Times of 1939. Public Works Administration funding was specifically intended to expand and improve services, particularly utilities. In order to secure the funding, leaders proposed to build a municipal utilities building. In reality, the building has functioned as a city hall since its opening in November of 1939. In coming in and out of this building many times over the past few years, I have been struck by the classic architecture inside the building that I can best sum up as simply, they don't build them this way anymore. A work of nationally known architect A. Lowther Forrest, this 63,000-square-foot building today remains a modern example of the Mediterranean Revival style. This building is listed in the St. Petersburg Register of Historic Places as a local landmark. It was designated as such in 1990 and is a contributing resource in the downtown St. Petersburg Historic District, which is itself listed in the National Register of Historic Places. In 1999, a $2.5 million renovation restored the then 60-year-old building to its original grandeur, returning the district historic character of its Mediterranean Revival exterior and the character-defining interior features. As you walk through this building, you note that the first floor foyer has arched ceilings that are lighted with suspended ornamental bronze lamps. There's a grand staircase. There are lighted dome ceilings and terrazzo floors in the grand entry hallway. The original St. Petersburg City Council chamber ceiling has stained oak and cross and longitudinal beams and hand-painted details. Several pieces of art are on display in the City Hall, including Moon Sentinel, a glass sculpture by Susan Gott. That's on the first floor. The Pine Trail and Canopy Trail paintings by John Brings. Fishing at the Pier by George Snow Hill, and Resting in the Sun and Together in the Sun, paintings by Christopher Still. RadioSt.Pete.com is live on this Monday morning, December 1st, from the St. Petersburg City Hall, listening to the music of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association entertaining, just part of what is going on today at the midday hour. There's 1939 luncheon fair here at City Hall out front. The street in front of City Hall is blocked off for this event today. But the luncheon fair is provided by Maggie on the Move and Enjoy Sweets and Company. And featured on our 1939 75th anniversary of St. Petersburg City Hall menu, we have chicken salad sandwich and chips for only 50 cents. Or a pimento cheese sandwich and chips for 50 cents. And a peach cobbler for 50 cents. If you come inside City Hall today, the doors are open. You can see a fascinating photo exhibit showing you exactly what St. Petersburg looked like back in 1939. That's on display in the great hallway along the first floor. And I should say that it shows you what St. Petersburg looked like, except, of course, in black and white. There will be a ceremonial cake cutting at 12:30 today in the community resource room on the first floor. And a feature video presentation will be presented throughout the midday hours today, 1939, the grand opening of the St. Petersburg City Hall. Then you can meet and greet the mayor of St. Petersburg from 1939. That was Ian V. Boyer, and his role will be represented today. Bunch of other things going on, too. There's light refreshments and cookies in the conference room 100 on the first floor. And you'll have an opportunity to take a building and art tour during this celebration today. Also, one other item to point out, there will be a outdoor walking tour. It takes about 45 minutes. You can join it today on the front steps of City Hall at 1:30 this afternoon. So why not come over and enjoy a 50-cent chicken salad sandwich and take a look at the historic exhibits here in the City Hall building, and perhaps take an outdoor walking tour starting at 1:30. For now, let's step over and enjoy the music of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association playing live on this Monday morning at St. Petersburg City Hall. Tampa Bay Jazz Association, live on RadioSt.Pete.com, coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, City Hall, on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the municipal building known as City Hall, originally dedicated November 28, 1939. So again, why not come on down here at lunchtime today to enjoy all that is going on. 1939 luncheon fare, including 50-cent chicken salad sandwiches and chips, great music by the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, all kinds of historic pictures and exhibits to give you a very good picture of what life was like here in the Sunshine City in 1939. been a pleasure to bring it to you live here on RadioSt.Pete.com, where you can hear live event coverage of all things St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay beaches throughout the week. And we've just listened to some great jazz by the Aldani Tampa Bay Jazz Association. This is a good opportunity to point out that RadioSt.Pete.com now offers a 24-hour jazz station. Just click over to our website. Click on jazz, and you'll hear all the local event information, but great jazz 24 hours a day. Also, a concert music station, if you are a fan of classical music, available, as well as a 24-hour Christmas station. All here on RadioSt.Pete.com. So for now, this is Joe Bordeaux speaking to you from St. Petersburg City Hall. Happy 75th birthday. We return you now to our studio.